Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, this morning to the book of Acts, Acts, the first chapter, Acts 1, and then also 2 Timothy 1. Acts 1, 2 Timothy 1. You ready to believe God with me this morning? You know, utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. It's not just all up to the speaker. Utterance is affected a lot. You know, Jesus said on more than one occasion, him that has ears to hear, let him hear. Take heed how you hear. And the measure that you meet is how it'll be measured to you. So let's release faith right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree together asking for utterance. I'm acknowledging, Lord, that without you, I don't know it. I couldn't do it. But I can present myself as a vessel. And you can speak through me. You can speak through whomever you choose. And we're asking for eyes that can see and ears that can hear and hearts and minds open and receptive. Cause there to come very clear and strong answers, direction, help, a supply of the Spirit, enabling. And we'll give you the glory, we'll give you the praise, and we'll not be hearers only, nor forgetful hearers, but we will be doers. And when we do, we know we'll be blessed because you always watch over your word and perform it in the lives of those who do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word of God. You know, that's the only people that get results. It's not just the church attenders. It's not just the sermon listeners. It's not just the note takers. The only people that get results, me, you, anybody, are the people that actually put it into practice. Do it. In Acts, the first chapter, we began this series some weeks ago. In verse 8 being our text, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost, ghost is an old English word for spirit, after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Living Bible reads like this, says, but when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power to testify about me with great effect. And then the Weast translation says it like this. Weast says, but you shall receive power of the kind which God has and exerts after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Does this sound exciting? Yes. Does this sound significant? Yes. Power coming on you. To do what? Witness. To empower you and I, to enable us to be able to testify about Jesus. You shall be those who testify of what they have seen and experienced, my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. Power to testify. Power to be a witness. This belongs to every believer who will yield to the enablement of the Spirit. Not just a few. You'll be witnesses. Now, something we've talked about, and we need to repeat it. Did you notice he didn't say you'll receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you and you'll be preachers? No. You'll be Bible teachers. He didn't say that. And yet, a lot of people have changed this to that. In their mind, going witnessing means going preaching evangelistic messages to people. That's not what it said. That's not what it is. And that's why there's been a lot of confusion. It's quiet in here. Yeah. What did he say? How many think we ought to come right back to what he said? Is being a witness the same as preaching? It's not. It's not. In fact, you know, the scripture said, we read this, but it'll bear repetition, that he said that not all of us should be preachers and teachers. Do you remember that? James 3 and 1. If you put that up on the screen for us, James 3 and 1 in the NIV, it says, not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we that teach will be judged more strictly. How many should be preachers? Not many. Well, then how does that agree with everybody supposed to be able to go and preach to people? Doesn't agree, does it? 1 Corinthians 12:29 says, are all apostles? Obvious answer is no. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. No. Not all are preachers. In fact, he said not many. And so we talked about that. A lot of people have, they knew they're supposed to do something. They're supposed to share their faith. They knew they're supposed to be a witness. But they thought what that means is I need to learn some scriptures and I need to learn how to preach an evangelistic message to somebody, stranger on the street, whoever I meet. And so they go out and try to do it and fumble around and can't find their verses and can't remember everything. And decide before it's over with, I'm not doing this again. And so people think it's either preach or nothing. And that's not true. I said, that's not true. It's a whole nother thing when we realize what he was talking about and come back to it. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you, so you're not even just having to rely on your own smarts and ability to get this done. You got divine help getting this done, he's talking about. And you shall be what? Witnesses. You'll testify and be a witness of me. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, a lot of people know this verse, but it goes with the next verse. Verse 8 says, be not thou therefore ashamed of what? The testimony of our Lord. So when he talks about God didn't give us the spirit of fear, what was he talking about? Specifically talking about not being afraid to testify. Amen. Not being afraid to be a witness, to testify. Revelation 12, 11 tells something we'll be talking about later, such a great, great truth. It talks about the accuser of the brethren that accuses night and day, says they overcame him. That sounds like victory, doesn't it? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and what? And what? The blood of the Lamb is not what you and I have done. That's what He has done. But is there a part that you and I are to do? Here's our part. The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Is there power in the word of your testimony? There's Holy Spirit power. There's devil overcoming power. Come on, can you see this? Is this significant? Is this important? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Your witness is something you should be willing to die for. Wow. Right now, I don't care where you are, what situation in life, our witness of him, our testimony of him is something we should die before we'd say it's not true. Amen. And numerous ones have been martyred in the history of the church because of their witness and because of their testimony. There's been numerous Christians in times past that were brought before assemblies and courts, and they were given the choice, recant your faith and you can live. recant this and you can continue to live, or you can be executed. And they would not recant their faith. They would not discard their testimony. They said, no, this is the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they died for it. But the Bible tells us they got a better resurrection because of it. Are there some things we need to know about this? Things we need to understand about this? Yes, yes, and yes. One thing we talked about, it's been a few weeks. What is a witness? Anybody remember? What is a witness? A witness is one who testifies. To witness means to affirm what one has seen or heard or knows. To be a witness means to go on record. And to be a witness, a reliable, truthful witness is evidence. Is evidence. We know in the courts of our land, eyewitness testimony from a reliable witness is considered valid evidence in court. Now, hearsay is another thing. Well, they told me that they saw, and they said that you can't be a witness to that. That's hearsay. And can you see how a lot of folks have missed it? They went out and tried to preach something to somebody that they heard somebody else preach to them. And a lot of it's hearsay. And it's not what happened to them. The Bible didn't say you'll receive power after the Holy Spirit's come on you and go out and tell everybody what you believe. This is not about telling people what you believe. This is mind renewing, isn't it? We need to get free from religious tradition that men came up with and be sure we're in the Word. Didn't say the Holy Spirit would come on you and you'd get power to go tell everybody what you believe. You'll get power to do what? To testify, to be a witness. Well, what can you be a witness to and only that? What you have seen, what you have heard, and what you know personally for yourself. Not just what you think, not what you heard somebody else preach, not even just what you believe. We need to realize most people don't care what we believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.